Begin the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And good morning. We'll begin the meeting with communications.
First would be approve the minutes from the last meeting, approve transfers and appropriations, two amended certificate of estimated resources, appoint aviary inspector for 08, approve dog ward's office employee promotion to chief dog warden, approve contract with Middletown Regional Hospital for vocational assessment, accept and place on file children's services payroll, approve agreement with the city of Hamilton for bridge project participation, under miscellaneous, approve and execute ground lease agreement and MOL for hangar C-10, approve and execute sanitary sewer easement at Butler County Regional Airport, renew indigent council agreement with the city of Hamilton, approve change order, Butler County Public Safety Communication System, and enter upon journal the final petition for annexation of 54.577 acres in the city of Oxford.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jim?
Yes.
Thanks for coming this morning.
Yeah. Glad to. I'm not here in any official capacity, and I'm not really asking for money, so I guess I'm a little unusual in that respect.
Can you stay a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you stay?
Come back again? Yeah. Commissioner Furman and I were chatting Friday, and I just shared some ideas that I had. And really, I'm here as a citizen of Butler County and in my usual role as a historian. And I would preface that by saying that, Butler County has sent a lot of people out into the world who have done great things in almost every area you can think of, science, medicine, inventions, just anything. But I don't know of anybody who had as much impact on as many people's daily lives and represented Butler County any better than Joe Nuxall. And I don't have to tell you that. I'm preaching to the choir, of course, on that. But I think we would miss an opportunity as a county, and I'm hoping this can become a county program, because I understand, I think Fairfield's already has something in mind which is very appropriate, and I think some other people are thinking along the same lines. But I would just say that maybe asking the commission to consider what would be the most appropriate type of memorial for Joe. Those of us who know him and will be here for a few years will not forget him, but I think we need something that's going to remind future generations of the kind of person he was. You know, to be successful as a baseball player and then be successful as a broadcaster, but more important, the type of person that we would all like to be and we would like our children to be. Let's face it, part of Joe's benevolence has been the scholarship program, and I don't know what the value of that is now, but it's tremendous. It has to be over these years. But some type of a memorial, whether it be a statue, a mural, something of that nature, but something visible that represents Butler County and what we would like the people of Butler County to be, what we would like the future generations of Butler County to know about Joe Nuxall. That's all. Just an idea. Just planning it. And I would also like to commend you for your efforts to get him in the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure that will pick up some steam with this. But just planning an idea.
Mr. President, when Jim and I were discussing this, I just asked Jim if he would mind heading it up, since he's so well known in the area as well. And Jim was raised in the same area with the Nuxalls. He played sports with the Nuxall boys, and he's known the family for many, many years. And actually, what better person to head up a committee, if he would want to choose a committee, or if anyone has any suggestions of a committee member to look into this and see what would be the most appropriate situation or most appropriate location, or whether it's, as you say, a mural or a statue, or what would serve the area better and make a better tribute to Joe Nuxall.
If I may just add one thing. I did have an email conversation with Tom don't ask me to pronounce his last name, the gentleman who did the Joe Nexall statue at the ballpark and also did the medallions on the bridge. And Tom and I got to know each other pretty well, and he was already thinking about it. And he's had other people approach him. And I mentioned the idea of the three successful areas of Joe's life, his baseball career, his broadcasting career, and just his personality and his character. And he said he would welcome the opportunity to participate in something like that. If he's not the artist, at least to present some ideas. So I would be glad to head that up. Again, I would, as I said, I vision this as a Butler County memorial, not a something it can be in coordination with the City of Sculpture or some other organization, but not a Hamilton, not a Fairfield, but a Butler County memorial. And if you would like to give some thought to a committee, and we can get our heads together later on that and keep it going. And
I think that's an excellent idea, and I think that, you know, we need to get with the City of Fairfield, you know,
yes,
his adopted city, and the City of Hamilton, because I know probably each community would like to do
right.
something. They both have done something in the past, naming Nexall Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Now Joyce Lane is Nexall Boulevard or Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice if we can settle on
right.
Something that will be satisfactory to both communities and to the
yeah.
into the county.
Get as many ideas as we can on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I welcome you from our standpoint representing the county in trying to get all the different
okay.
interested parties together and talking about the idea. I know that I listened over the weekend that there's a movement to name Great American Ballpark, the Joe Nexall Field at Great American
mm-hmm.
Ballpark, which would be very interesting
yes.
and fitting. So, but I agree with you that the, you know, we all know Joe and what a person he has, but the, you know, to have the impact for years and years
mm-hmm.
to come, the next generation and the generations after that need to be able to say, you know, to learn about Joe
mm-hmm.
in his mm-hmm. impact.
And again, depending, and I'm not trying to come up with the idea, but this might be the start of something where surrounding whatever we do could be something like you have out here with sports, Butler County Sports Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Butler County needs a Hall of Fame. I mean, when you look at the people, Richter, Scale, the Francis brothers from down in the Chandon area, the things that they did, and you could go on and on, Raymond Bisplinghoff with the space program. And if I try to stand here and remember them, there's no way. But there's a long, long list of people who were either natives of Butler County or lived here who went on to great things. And I think being a former teacher and knowing that sometimes kids, particularly kids who come from lower social economic level, sometimes wonder, what can I ever accomplish? And some of these overcame some great odds as young people to do what they did. And if we can just plant that seed in a few kids,
right.
we've got something. And I guess that's my
Butler County Museum makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm. And we don't have to build a building and have a lot of fancy things, but just name and their accomplishment and have available on the internet.
Well,
I was going to say yes, through the county's the commission's internet site. Just brief paragraph about each of these people, and I'd certainly be glad to work on that too. But I just think it's one of those areas of our county. It's great in so many ways, and there have been so many great people here
mm-hmm.
That we need to.
You know, that lends itself to, you know, so many young people say, "Well, I can't wait to
yeah.
you know." Get out of here,
mm-hmm.
and you know what's Butler
right.
County.
Yes.
You know, and this is a way to you know to be proud
mm-hmm.
of your county and say,
mm-hmm.
hey, you know, I'm mm-hmm. from the county that was first
yeah.
commissioner of baseball. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
I'm from the county that you know is.
Yes.
William Dean's house.
You can,
and,
yeah, you know, William Dean House, and I mean, you go into literature and things. And you, I mean, any area you go into, you're going to find examples, and I think we ought to hold those examples up for our kids that this could happen to you.
Jim, I would just I would just like to say that I, too, would echo the same things about having you chair the committee. You can't pick anybody better. Thank you for doing it. Mm-hmm. And then a quick thought is that I would really like to see the whole county involved in it. I mean, let's not forget Middletown.
No, definitely not.
You know, and let's not forget Oxford. And it's not, I mean, it's, he was a county kind of person.
Right.
But more than just building the statue, I'd like to see something that reaches out into the community and helps kids.
Yes.
Because that was what he was all about.
Again, my own views, I don't see this massive monument that's going to cost millions of dollars. Something that's simple that will remind people to give to the charities that Joe has established.
Way of
the character,
make a difference.
Yeah. The character education thing that has taken off. And it's not just a Fairfield thing anymore. Some of you know Hamilton schools now have a director of character education. And as a former teacher and coach, you know, that's an area that we've missed for many reasons, being able to get that message across. And yes, I would be glad to do it, and I would definitely, Don, you all of you know me that I'm a regional person. I'm a resident of Hamilton, but I'm a regional.
Mr. Butler thinker. County.
Well, not I wouldn't say that.
But, I would.
We would.
I would.
But anyway, I would be glad, but I want it to be in cooperation with the commission, and I want, again, I want to just bring back ideas and so on and so forth. And
well, whatever we can do to help, you know, count us in,
okay,
Jim, if
all
you
right.
will. And,
I would
proceed.
Say by beginning to, that the beginning would be to make, let's come up with a list of people, and I think all of you know how to get in touch with me by email and just shoot off.
We make the meeting space available, whatever you might need. So,
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone have anything else coming up?
No, does everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
All ready for it.
I think that this is our last meet before Thanksgiving. I want to wish everyone, colleagues, a happy Thanksgiving, and all Butler County citizens a very happy, healthy, don't eat too much Thanksgiving. You know, as we start this holiday season, it's the season of giving and enjoying and loving. So have a good one.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Gallaudet?
Yes.